you know, number one, to be able to come to an organization like this. I'll come back and answer your question. I do initially want to, you know, I want to thank Coach LaFleur for this whole opportunity. In addition to, you know, Mark and Brian and Russ, and really the entire Packer organization and this entire building. I've only been here for 2 weeks, but it's been phenomenal. And I want to thank them for obviously all of that. But to answer your specific question, I think anytime that you come into a situation where it's a really good situation, and what I mean, I'll define what I mean by a really good situation is that the foundation has been set here. There's an incredible foundation. And I think when you have pieces in place, when you have an MVP at quarterback, when you're coming into a situation where, you know, you back-to-back NFC champions, I think that's awesome. So, to answer your question, it's a phenomenal situation for me, and I'm really excited. I loved the process that Matt and I went through, in the interview process. I think it was as thorough as a process that I've ever been through. It was a little bit different because it was a Zoom process, but, it was great, and I'm very happy to be here. The people of Green Bay, this town, as I said, I've only been here for 2 weeks, but it's been phenomenal. I went ice fishing on Saturday, so I feel pretty important about myself just simply accomplishing that. You know, I didn't catch anything, but I did, you know, I stared at a hole in the ice for 5 hours and had a blast. So, but very, very happy, very, very excited to be here, and can't wait till, you know, whatever the off season is going to be, that's yet to be determined, but can't wait for the guys to get in here, because I've been able to be a part of so many different defenses and so many different philosophies, and I've formulated my own. You know, this is going to be, you know, our system, our package, the 2021 Green Bay Packers system. But I think it's been very neat that I've been able to see a lot of football through different lenses based on the people I've worked for and the people that I've worked with. And, you know, but to answer your question, I think that's neat for me, because there's a complete different, it's not even on the same spectrum from a Monty Kiffin defense to a Vic Fangio defense. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, guys, and stuff that we're going to preach here, I'm not going to make a bunch of promises or bold predictions, but defensive football, bottom line, is about guys killing blocks and getting off blocks. It's about tackling. It's about taking the ball away. It's about playing with not effort, but relentless effort. And those are things that we're going to do here. And really, it doesn't matter those things. It doesn't matter if you're 4-3, if you're 3-4, if you're Tony Dungy, if you're Vic Fangio, it doesn't matter. Those are the things that we're really going to impress upon our guys. And like I said, I'm not making a bunch of promises, but I'll promise you the guys will tackle. I promise you they'll get off blocks. I promise you we're going to do everything humanly possible to go take the ball away, okay, and get it back in number 12's hands. And we're going to play fast and furious.